Han raced after Leia and Luke, keeping up as best he could, which was not at all. He watched their silhouettes spinning up the yellow gulch far ahead of him, bouncing off the tall cacti and the dark basalt spires, growing constantly brighter and larger. He felt strong enough to fight again, but no matter how fast he ran, he could never catch them. How could he? They had the Force, and he didn't. The two Jedi had become golden balls of lightning, dancing back and forth between the rumbling darkness of the two Kreft brothers. The fight became a battle. The battle a war. And the war a conflagration. An endless storm of thunder and blood that raged across the yellow desert for all eternity. Luke saw the Kalumai turn toward Leia and the gate. Then he extended his free hand, grabbing them both in the invisible grasp of the Force. He jerked them back in his direction, and they came flying, launching themselves straight at him, fully in control. He saw them spinning around in midair, their hands rising to attack, and realized he had fallen for a ploy. Luke released his hold. Too late. The Kalumai were already spraying streams of dark side energy at him, hammering him with a torrent of cold, pummeling power. Luke staggered and almost went down, caught one stream on his lightsaber, and had the weapon torn from his grasp. He began to stumble back, fighting to keep his balance and bring up his own hands. The Krefts landed 4 paces in front of him, their huge eyes growing even larger, their small chins dropping. They had underestimated his strength, Luke guessed. They had expected him to fall quickly, and he had surprised them. Kratheus drew his arms back, readying another attack. And then Leia was leaping in behind the Kalumai, one hand holding her lightsaber, and the other hitting Kratheus with a wave of energy so fierce it became a yellow torrent of flame. Marvin stumbled away from his brother in shock, giving Luke the half-second he needed to turn his palm forward and loose his own blast of golden energy. Marvin swung his hand over to block, and the two streams of opposing energy met. The Kalumai's flesh melted into smoke, and his bones dissolved into ashes, and Luke glimpsed a shadow tumbling away on the shockwave. Then a searing agony washed over him as the wave of Force energy took him too, at once burning his body and healing it, devouring him and renewing him. Luke hung in that last moment, caught between death and life for an eternity. He was at the end of his life, and at its beginning, drowning in agony and filled with bliss. And he began to see that this was the essential nature of the Force. The Force was life, and life was growth, and nothing grew that did not change. And change was destruction. That was why the dark side existed. Life bore death. Death nourished life. Destruction came before rejuvenation, and pain came before healing. The dark side was as necessary to life as the light side was. Without it, verdant worlds would stagnate. Galactic empires would rule forever. Luke saw all that and more. Saw that conflict was as necessary to progress as was harmony, that suffering was as essential to wisdom as was joy. Perhaps there was no pure good, no absolute evil. There was only life, only change and growth, suffering and joy, death and rebirth. There was only the Force. Han saw Luke and Leia come together, trapping the Krefts between them, no more than 20 paces from the shimmering gate. He heard the swishing roar of the Force power being loosed, and then he saw only light, a stabbing golden brilliance that made his eyes hurt and his ears ring. It flashed through him in a blast of searing heat that stole his breath and filled his entire body with a fiery ache. Then the spire dropped, severed base striking the ground with a deafening bang. The dark column stood swaying for a moment, then finally toppled, crashing down so hard it made the ground jump and thunder boil through the air. A curtain of dust billowed up to roll across the desert, and Han found himself running through a gray haze, lost and alone, and yelling for Leia.